Good evening. This is Sakishvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's rapid strides in clean energy and electricity access. Member associations of JCC to continue pan down strike until further notice. State government constitutes cabinet subcommittee to study IAS induction role. And MP Supungmerin Jameer pushes for rail improvements in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is making rapid strides in clean energy and electricity access. Addressing a gathering in Kurnool, Andhra Pradesh, he noted that power has now reached every village and that per capita electricity consumption has increased to 1,400 units.
क्लीन एनर्जी से लेकर देश के टोटल एनर्जी प्रोडक्शन तक भारत हर क्षेत्र में नए रिकॉर्ड बना रहा है। आज देश के हर गांव तक बिजली पहुंच चुकी है। प्रति व्यक्ति इलेक्ट्रिसिटी का इस्तेमाल बढ़कर 1,400 यूनिट हो गया है। इंडस्ट्री से लेकर हाउस होल्ड तक सबको पर्याप्त बिजली मिल रही है।
Earlier, Mr. Modi inaugurated laid foundation stones and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees at Kurnool. The Joint Coordination Committee JCC, comprising KENSIA, FONSESA, NIDA, NSSA and NF and ASA, has decided to extend the ongoing pan-down strike until further notice. The committee has been protesting since October 14 against alleged subversion of meritocracy in the non-SCS IAS induction process. However, in response to a request from the Old Nagaland School Teachers Association, the JCC has exempted teachers and educational institutions from the strike, keeping in mind students' welfare. It thanked all groups and individuals supporting the movement and expressed regret for any inconvenience caused to the public. The JCC appealed for continued support for the cause aimed at securing a fair and merit-based system for future generations. Amid the agitation of the Joint Coordination Committee JCC on IAS induction, the Nagaland State Cabinet today resolved to constitute a cabinet subcommittee headed by Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang with other members including Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, Minister K.G. Kenye, Minister Mitsubu Jameer and Chief Secretary Senti Yang Rimchen. Informing this during a press conference, Minister K.G. Kenye said the subcommittee will hold its first meeting on October 20. He clarified on the varying entry points for induction into IAS over the years.
Whichever entry point they might have inducted in state services, what matters more and counts is their annual reports, service report in 18 months. And their integrity, their loyalty, their ability, and their commitments and performance should be the criteria upon which they should be considered qualified.
He stated that the cabinet felt the March 10 advertisement was a bureaucratic lapse for which the modified matter was re-advertised. Mr. Kenny expressed hope for a peaceful resolution to the matter. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC has announced that the public rally of Congress President Mallik Arjun Kharge proposed to be held in Kohima has been cancelled. In a press statement, NPCC said the event originally scheduled for October 7th and later postponed due to Mr. Kharge's health concerns will no longer take place following continued medical advice. The NPCC noted that a new date will be announced upon communication from the All India Congress Committee. Wishing Mr. Kharge a speedy recovery, the party thanked the public for their understanding. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Lok Sabha MPS Supungmerin Jameer has raised several key demands to improve railway infrastructure and services in Nagaland during the Northeast Frontier Railway NFR meeting held in Guwahati on Tuesday. He called for reviving the discontinued 6 a.m. Nagaland Express from Dimapur to Guwahati, installation of automatic ticket vending machines at Dimapur Station, and proper advertisement of railway employment openings across the state. Mr. Jameer also requested the construction of the Dimapur-TZ railway line and the foothill security railway route from Dimapur via Newland to Bhandari under Wakha district. During the meeting, the NFR deliberated on the ongoing railway projects in Naglan. A report.
The NFR said ongoing upgradation of Dimapur railway station is expected to be completed by June 2028. However, it noted encroachment issues and urged the state government to intervene for timely completion of the project. The railway board also said the Malvom-Perima stretch is expected to be commissioned by December 2026 and the Perima-Zubza section by December 2028. It also assured complete development of Shakuvi and Malvom stations. The meeting also discussed passenger services for Tuli station under Mokokchung district, noting that necessary works have been identified to begin passenger train operations in the Amguri-Tuli section. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has issued a directive to all states and union territories to ensure the removal of the term ORS from the food products by all food business operators. FSSAI has asked all concerned authorities to ensure strict compliance with the labeling and advertising requirements prescribed under the Food Safety and Standards Act 2006. Secretary of the Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Chandu Kumar Agarwal, has lauded the central government for its recent reduction in the goods and services tax GST rates, describing it as a major relief for consumers across various sectors. Mr. Agarwal noted that the GST rate cut has brought tangible benefits to end consumers, particularly in essential commodities and construction materials. He said the rate cut in cement from 28% to 18% has translated into a reduction of about 50 rupees per bag, which is a great relief for consumers undertaking building works. He also highlighted benefits from rate cuts in food items and nutrition products.
In the food items also, it has been cut down from 12 to 5% and the nutrition product, which is cut down from 18 to 5%. So this is a major relief to the consumers because nutrition products are the need of the hour for the grown baby, for the immediate born baby also. So if a box of the milk or something which costs 500 or 600 rupees, so there is a benefit of straightway about 60 to 70 rupees.
Noting that GST on packaged milk has been reduced from 5% to zero, he highlighted its impact in Naglan, where milk is a daily essential in every household.
Milk is such a product which is required in every house from morning in the 6 to the evening at the late night also for making tea and do the press do. So straightway, which is the general cost of a liter of milk is 80 rupees, 5% means 4 rupees. So you can calculate the amount, the quantum of amount a consumer is going to save out of the milk only in a year.
Calling the rate reduction a Diwali gift to consumers, Mr. Agarwal urged retailers to ensure that the GST benefits are fully passed on to buyers. This will not only help consumers but also boost sales and promote fair market practices, he said. Mr. Agarwal further remarked that most retailers in Dimapur are already passing on the benefits to consumers, reflecting positive market compliance with the government's decision. 10 out of 19 elected councillors of the Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, have moved a no-confidence motion against the current chairperson Nikozo Shokrie and deputy chairperson Krilevi Chasi, citing a loss of trust in the leadership and performance. The councillors have sought their removal and immediate election of new leaders. In a notification yesterday, Kohima Deputy Commissioner DCB Henok Buchum stated that the motion was officially received on October 9, in line with Section 15 of the Naglan Municipal Act of 2023. The DC has called a meeting of all KMC members, excluding ex officio and nominated members, on October 22 to consider the motion. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's rapid strides in clean energy and electricity access. Member Association of JCC to continue pen down strike until further notice. State government constitutes cabinet subcommittee to study IAS induction role. And MP Supung Meran Jameer pushes for real improvements in Naglan. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.